Okay, Roger, you have a quorum and you're ready to go. In fact, you have all board members on the line.
Okay, I don't have anything to say. This water support special meeting number 7-20 being held on 17th of August, and I guess called the meeting to order.
Okay, the first item is roll call. I can handle reading off the names of board members and staff that are present, and there are no guests. So we have...
I didn't add the date.
It is August 17, 2020.
Okay, I did have it right. Okay, thanks.
From the board, we have Bert Stevenson, Jeff Rabel, Joanne Cole Hansen, Pete Vandermeulen, Vince Alberti, Al Barker, Dale Van Stone, and Chairman Chase. From staff, we have myself, Brian Patton, we have Jennifer Strange, we have Caitlin McCoy, Matt Weaver, and Ann Vondi. And I don't believe I have missed anybody. With that, Mr. Chairman, we can move into the next item on the agenda to deal with administrative rules. And Matt Weaver will lead us through this discussion item.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'm in front of you today to briefly update you on the status of pending matters relevant to the board and the department's administrative rulemaking, and to ask you to pass a resolution addressing the board's fee rules. We last discussed administrative rule matters on May 28th at your board meeting. I'd like to start by recapping in an abbreviated fashion what has occurred to date regarding the reauthorization of our rules that started in 2019. And I do know that this gets repetitive, that you've heard it many times before, and I do continue to pare down this summary. As you recall, the 2019 legislative session ended without the legislature reauthorizing the existing administrative rules for all of Idaho. In response and in concert with the governor's red tape reduction efforts, we published all of IDAPA 37 as both temporary and proposed rules on June 19th, 2019. After coordinating with the Idaho water users, receiving written comment, and hosting a series of public hearings, all of our proposed rules were published as pending rules in the Idaho Administrative Bulletin on November 20th, 2019. Our pending rules were submitted to the 2020 legislative session for review as required by Idaho Code. During the 2020 legislative session, our pending rules were reviewed by the House Resource Committee and the Senate Resource Committee. Ultimately, both committees passed motions approving all of our non-fee and fee rules. Idaho Code Section 67-52245 establishes how a pending rule becomes final and effective. Non-fee rules can become final upon conclusion of the legislative session at which the rule was submitted to the legislature for review without the legislature taking action. However, fee rules can only become final and effective after the legislature approves the rules by concurrent resolution. In February, during the session, out of concern that the Idaho legislature would again adjourn without a going home bill, the governor directed all state agencies to publish their current omnibus pending rules as temporary rules. The governor detailed his direction to agencies in a memo dated January 34th, which we've reviewed and considered at previous board meetings this year. Importantly, the adoption of the board's pending rules as temporary rules was conditional, and the temporary rules would only take effect if the rules previously adopted by the board as pending rules and presented to the 2020 legislature for review and approval were not otherwise effective upon sine die of the 2020 session. The board adopted a resolution on February 19th of this year adopting its pending rules as temporary rules with the conditional effectiveness I described. The Idaho legislature adjourned sine die on March 20th of this year. As you know, they adjourned without passing a going home bill for the second year in a row. The legislature adjourned without passing a concurrent resolution rejecting any of our pending non-fee rules as specified under Idaho Code 675224. As a result, all of our non-fee rules that were reviewed by the legislature are final and effective as of March 20th, 2020. The board's and the department's non-fee rules include state water plan rules, Shoshone-Bannock tribal water supply bank rules, conjunctive management rules, and Water District 34 water distribution rules. The legislature adjourned without passing a concurrent resolution approving any of our pending fee rules as required by Idaho Code to become effective. As a result, the fee rules would not generally have taken effect. However, because the board and the department conditionally adopted all of the pending fee rules as temporary rules back on February 19th, we ensured that our fee rules remained in effect. To recap, on sine die, March 20th, 2020, all of our non-fee rules became final and effective, and all of our fee rules were renewed as temporary rules. Regarding our temporary fee rules, they became effective on March 20th, and they remain in effect until sine die of the 2021 legislative session. All of our temporary fee rules were published as docket 37-0000-2000F on April 15th, 2020, in an Idaho Administrative Bulletin, Volume 20, 4SE. For these temporary rules only, DFM determined that we did not have to accept written comment pursuant to Idaho Code because of details and legal opinions. So this is where we were in our rules reauthorization process when we met to discuss these rules back in May. At this time, IDWR's webpage has been updated to reflect recent rulemaking developments, and we have published the current version of all of our non-fee and fee rules to the public for the public to review and download at our webpage. The next steps in rulemaking this year is to publish our temporary fee rules as proposed rules and then publish them as pending rules by November so that they can again be submitted to the legislature for review during the 2021 session. On July 30th, DFM sent guidance to IDWR regarding taking our temporary fee rules to proposed rules. I'd have you refer to the memo I prepared addressing this matter with details regarding DFM's guidance. However, in short, we need to submit publication proofs to DFM by Wednesday, August 19th, so that it can publish a notice of proposed fee rulemaking for the board and the department in a special edition of the Idaho Administrative Bulletin in September. We will be publishing our temporary fee rules as proposed rules, and the temporary fee rules, with some minor exceptions, are identical to the pending fee rules that were adopted by the Idaho Water Resource Board in November of 2019 and submitted to the legislature for review. In other words, we have not substantively changed our fee rules since the publication of our proposed rules in the summer of 2019. So those proposed rules were modified as part of the Red Tape Reduction Act. They were published as pending rules, submitted to the legislature. They were then published as temporary rules, and those are the rules that we are currently operating under, and now we're proposing to publish those temporary rules as proposed rules again with no substantive changes in the last year. Now let's consider possible upcoming public hearings. Following publication of a September bulletin, the public has 21 days to submit written comments per Idaho Code 67-52222. In addition, following publication of a September bulletin, the public has 14 days under the same statute to request a public hearing. The governor's office has said that the Idaho Water Resource Board can choose to preemptively hold a public hearing. However, in my opinion, given that we have made no changes to our rules in the last year, and we've held public hearings in that time, and given the abysmal turnout of our public hearings last year, I would think that there would not really be a need for us to preemptively hold a hearing. If someone ultimately requests a hearing, then we can schedule a hearing at that time and respond in the time frame I think that we have by the end of the year. That being said, I think one question that the board has to answer is, do they have a preference in holding a preemptive scheduled public hearing And if so, that needs to be part of our notice on Wednesday.
You want an answer to that now?
I'd love one.
I'm just going to be open to the board members. What do you think? Roger, this is Jeff. I don't think we need to have a hearing. I think with everything that's going on, the COVID and everything else, and the fact that nobody had any opposition a year ago, I would say that we just go without a hearing notice, and if somebody requests one, then we'll comply. But I don't think it's going to happen.
I agree with Jeff.
This is Bert, and I would concur with Jeff.
Is there anybody who disagrees?
Mr.
Okay, Matt. Yes, Al?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we did have one person show up at the hearing that Bert and I went to in Boise, and that was all about the rules for stream channel alteration and dredge mining stuff up in the Salmon and Clearwater. So is that on the, I mean, that's part of the temporary rules. We would be asking to approve, right?
That's correct, Al. And you may
so
recall.
I guess that my question for you would be, do you think we're going to get a call for that? And if that's the case, can we do a preemptive hearing just on the dredge mining rules? And just hold it in one place, like Lewiston or in Joanne's backyard.
Mr. Chairman and Member Barker, that's a good question. And the gentleman who showed up and participated, the lone person last year who participated on the record was a gentleman named Don Smith out of Riggins, Idaho. And you know, the limitations and restrictions on dredge mining and our stream channel alteration rules are always foremost in his thoughts and concerns. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get written comment from him again. However, he was also in the middle of the discussions that we had in front of the House Resource Committee during the 2020 session, where he expressed his concerns and did get some legislative support for those concerns. And kind of the way that we moved forward in getting the House Resource Committee's approval of our stream channel alteration rules was not through the modification or alteration of any of those rules, but in agreeing to prioritize negotiated rulemaking of the stream channel alteration rules in 2021. So part of one of the memos that I don't have in front of me from the governor earlier this year said that all agencies, boards, and commissions have to review their administrative rules on a rolling 5-year interval. And we agreed with the legislators on the House Resource Committee and Mr. Smith and other concerned dredge miners that as part of that 5-year reoccurring review, stream channel alteration rules would be the first rules considered by the department and the board. And so I think that if myself and our Compliance Bureau, Tim Luke, were to reach out to Don Smith and remind him of that, we would hopefully be able to prevent him from requesting a public hearing.
Alan, that's good. I remember that meeting, and we did commit to them that we would do that, and I think that we certainly need to address it. Anything else on that?
No, Mr. Chairman, I think Matt's explanation is a good one, and I don't see any reason to do a preemptive hearing even on that limited basis.
Anyone disagree? Okay.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I would request that the board consider my resolution that was sent out via email earlier today. The resolution does two things. The resolution adopts the following temporary fee rules as proposed rules, and it adopts them identical to the temporary rules that were published earlier this year in Administrative Bulletin Volume 20-4SE. The fee rules include rules of procedure of the Idaho Department of Water Resources. That's a That's a rule that the board and the department have joint authorization over. Water supply bank rules. Rules and minimum standards for the construction and use of injection wells. Drilling for geothermal resources rules. Mine tailings impoundment structure rules. Our safety of dam rules, our stream channel alteration rules, our well construction standard rules, and lastly, our well drilling licensing rules. And two, the resolution authorizes the notice and republication of the temporary fee rules as proposed rules in September.
Any comments on that? So we need a motion on that to go ahead with that matter. What do you need?
You need a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jeff. I move to adopt the resolution as printed.
I'll second. This is Dale.
Moved and seconded. Any other discussion? We need to call a roll on this one?
You probably should, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Everybody's gone. Let's call the roll.
All right, Mr. Alberti?
Aye.
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
Aye.
Mr. Rabel?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Aye. Aye.
And Chairman Chase.
Aye. Matt, before we move on, do you think we need to send some type of notice to those representatives that were in that meeting? Let them know we did this.
You know, we could certainly.
I think Shepard was in there. I think that. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. I think that there was. What was it? Representative Giddings, Representative Shepard, Senator Crabtree. I'd be willing to reach out to them and just let them know that that these stream channel alteration rules will be published as proposed rules in September, and that we'd hope not to hold a public hearing because of the agreements that we had made during the legislative session, and just kind of revisit that and answer any questions that they might have, in addition to reaching out to Don Smith. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I think that's probably a pretty good idea. We also might want to get a hold of Representative, what's the lady we're working with, Jeff, out there on Lemhi?
Representative Moon?
Yeah, Representative Moon. Oh, she needs to be informed. I'd be good.
I'm talking to her as part of the Lemhi negotiation matters, so I'll bring that up next time we're conversing.
Okay. Thanks. Anything else on that item?
Not on that item, I don't think, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's move on.
You're at non-action items for discussion, if any board members have any.
I don't have a copy of the agenda, that's why I'm kind of winging out of here.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is Jeff. I'm just wondering, we're still going to have the meeting on Thursday to discuss Priest Lake. If there's any information we need to have prior to that meeting Thursday, or is there community we'll just report on Thursday, Brian?
The information for Priest Lake, we're planning on having it sent out on Wednesday at this point.
Okay. Do we think we'll have everything done that we need to do, or is it going to have to be a provisional approval?
You know, that's a great question. I think we're still waiting on one property access agreement, so that might make it a provisional approval based on that last last right-of-way agreement.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
You know, while you're talking, Priest Lake, I don't know, you might have done this earlier. Dale, I really want to compliment you again on the great job you did up there, going out there and picking up some additional support. Yeah.
Thanks, Roger. But Steve Clatt did a lot of work, too. So it was a combination of both of us getting out there and getting the message that we needed to get out, especially to our county commissioner. So it does work, and this is a good program that everybody from the state to the local to the people on the ground, it really worked this time. So I'm proud of everybody.
Good. Okay, Brian, what do we have?
You're at adjournment.
Okay, so, Chairman, before you adjourn, I do have one question. Where are we in having a presentation from Bureau on the Anderson EIS?
The presentation on the Anderson EIS looks like it'll maybe be in the first couple of weeks of September, and we might do it as a storage committee meeting rather than a full board meeting.
So one thing I just want to make everybody aware of is I don't know that Reclamation has a handle on at least to my discussions with them on how this is going to get paid for. They seem to be saying that, well, we're going to charge different rates to different people based on different uses. And I don't know if the board has made those kinds of decisions at all, certainly not that I know of. And so we got to come up with whatever our percentage of $90 million is. And the only way we're going to do that is if we have a plan to recoup that money out of whatever kind of bond we have to float.
Right.
So that's a big issue that is remaining out there for people to think about. And then the other thing that caught a bunch of people's attention who already have existing storage is that there's somewhere between 50 and 100,000 acre feet of drawdown every year for 3 or 4 years of the construction. And that reclamation is proposing that the existing space holders bear the burden of losing somewhere between 200 and 400,000 acre feet. And so those are thorny issues that are going to have to be dealt with.
Yes.
Is Cynthia aware of that?
Yeah, we're aware of those issues, Roger.
Okay.
We're having those discussions with Reclamation on the financing. We've brought Jim Wrigley into the mix so he can start having some, you know, thinking about how to put a bond issue together. And yeah, we're aware of the drawdown issue, and we need to and the need to figure that one out as well.
Good. Thank you. That covered up for you, Alan, up?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to let the board know that those issues that have been at least brought to my attention.
Good. Thanks for doing that. Brian, thanks for you guys being on top of that, too. Anything else we have?
Nope. Let's see. Next thing, Roger, is you, Jeff, and a few others have a conference call at 2:00. So that's the next thing on your schedule. Other than that,
that's
there's
on a different
right. Other than that, you're done for the day, I believe. Done for this meeting.
And that the next so meeting, there's another call number 4. Is that right?
I'm sorry, Roger, I couldn't hear you.
That's on a different phone line, that next call.
Yes, it is. It's on the normal teleconference line.
Okay.
And it's at 2:00 because Daryl Early will be joining us and wasn't available until then.
Okay. Well, thanks, Brian. We need a motion to adjourn?
Yes, you do.
I so move. Hail.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Yep.
Good job, Matt. Your guys approved.